And in Trends this week, we're staying in the kitchen, but looking at advances in a very particular aspect of kitchen design, the growing awareness of the need for sustainable kitchens, kitchens that are environmentally friendly to our homes and to the planet at large. After hearing this, you might want to ask more questions of your architect or builder next time you renovate. And to answer our questions, we're joined by Mark McDonald. Mark is a teacher of joinery and cabinet making at Gordon Institute of TAFE in Geelong, and he's just back from an international study tour looking at sustainable kitchen design, which he completed as a fellow of the International Specialised Skills Institute. Mark, welcome to By Design.
Thank you, Alan.
Before we look at how things are today, let's look at how they were. You began your career in your father's antiques business, and I imagine that you've seen plenty of nicely crafted one-off kitchen cabinets and tables. But today we rarely see a piece of kitchen furniture made from solid natural timber, do we?
Well, that's partly true. There is a company in Austria called Team 7 that do produce a handcrafted or handcrafted-like kitchen made from solid timber, also using core stock material and using finger-jointed material. They produce that kitchen on the same production line as they produce their furniture. So it has very much a furniture feel about it. But that company is fairly rare today in producing a kitchen like that.
If we all chose solid timber cabinets for our kitchens today, I presume it would be heavier on the wallet, but what would be the expense to the environment?
It would be heavier on the wallet, but as long as that solid timber was coming from a sustainable source, I don't see that being an expense to the environment. Also, with the kitchens today that are built of melamine, as long as that material is becoming from a sustainable source, I don't see that as a problem to the environment.
So what have been the environmental problems associated with the manufacture of kitchen cabinets that are made out of chipboard and laminates, and is this changing?
In the past, the problem would be the high level of formaldehyde in those boards. These days, companies in Australia are conscious of that and have started producing board that is of low EO board, they call it, which is low formaldehyde. So they're concerned about those problems and looking at them.
One of the many heart-rending images from the recent Queensland floods was the sight of people having to rip out their kitchens because the chipboard cupboards had simply fallen apart with the water. Are we likely to see more robust material being used in the kitchens in the future?
Well, that's looking into the crystal ball a little bit. I from what I've seen in Europe, the trend has been to more lightweight material. So I don't think we're going to see things that are more robust. If anything, we're going to see lightweight material, partly because of the carbon footprint that having heavier material in transportation causes. So I really don't think that we'll be seeing more hardier materials in the future.
So a warning, flood-proof your house.
That's right.
Yeah. On ABC Radio National, you're with By Design, and I'm talking about sustainable kitchens with Mark McDonald from Gordon Institute of TAFE in Geelong. Mark, waste is another major factor in whether we can view our kitchens as sustainable. At the end of their lifespan, they can end up as landfill, but there's waste in the manufacturing process as well, isn't there?
Yes, I think that's one of the big problems that I discovered in what I've been looking at is the amount of waste generated by the kitchen manufacturing industry with the melamine board. It's very difficult in this country to recycle that material. In Europe, they would send that back to the melamine factory and be recycled into board again. Because of the distances needing to be travelled for that board to back to Queensland or to Mount Gambier, it's not really practical to do that. So I think we really need to look at burning that board. There are furnaces available to burn waste, and to create power generation by doing that. The furnaces that I've seen, that particularly one in Belgium, that has very low emissions, which I know people are concerned about the emissions caused by that sort of thing, but they can produce furnaces that are very low emissions, have very low emissions. With the what's happening to kitchens that go into landfill after they've been taken out of a house, I mean, we've got to think creatively and micro, look at it in a micro way, and maybe that those kitchens could be converted into cupboards for garages. You know, maybe part of the contract of getting the cabinet maker to build you a kitchen, he can alter those cabinets to be used in your garage in some way.
The counter areas of kitchen cabinetry, that's seen a fashion for stainless steel and for stone or stone substitutes in place of the laminates and tiled surfaces that were once more common. Do these new materials, I have to hold my hand up here and say I've got a stone cabinet top in my kitchen, do these new materials present their own challenges for creating a sustainable kitchen?
Yes, I think I don't tend to see stainless steel being used so much these days. I go out on site to visit our apprentices as part of their training, and I haven't really seen a lot of stainless steel being used at the moment. I see a lot of laminated bench tops and stone, so the substitute stone and the natural stone. Really, if you're going to go down that path, that you'd be better off using natural stone for your bench tops than the substitute stone. It's more environmentally friendly.
What are substitute stone? What's it made of?
made up of, I think that they do use amount of ground up stone and resins to bind together to make a synthetics type of stone. The various types around at the moment. Yep.
Ultimately, aren't the whims of fashion driving waste? I mean, depending on your financial position, some ready-to-fit kitchens might seem like ready-to-wear off-the-rack clothes, something to be changed simply to keep up with what's new rather than to worry about the planet.
Yeah, I think the fashion industry has a lot to answer for as far as the environment and people wishing to change kitchens over for fashion or design reasons. You can buy hardware now that can make the changes to the kitchen without necessarily replacing the whole kitchen. So there's certain hinges produced by a company called Blum that you can take the doors off and put new doors on without having to replace the whole kitchen or the whole carcasses, or just changing the bench tops around. I really would like to see with companies like Team 7 that I mentioned earlier produce a kitchen of very high quality, and they're expensive. So the idea is that you would buy that kitchen, handcrafted type of kitchen that you would keep for a lifetime. So it nearly becomes something you would hand down to the next generation, that the quality is so good. So I think that's the pathway that I would like to see happen with kitchens, instead of this sort of poor quality kitchens manufactured and then thrown out and replaced in a short period of time.
And presumably much of what we're talking about in kitchen design holds true for other areas of furniture design, such as office furniture, doesn't it?
Yes, that's true. There is a company most people have probably heard of, Herman Miller, that produce office furniture of a high quality. Well, they would fit out an office for a large company. That company might, for some reason, for fashion or for practical reasons, decide that 5-10 years down the track that they need to refit. Herman Miller, with that company who's wishing to change, will work with them to use that furniture or donate that furniture to a charity group or a non-NGO to utilise that. And there is an expense to that company to be able to do that. So they see that as a promotion of their good corporate citizenship to be able to do that. So I think, yes, that's... Yeah.
Very, very environmentally responsible firm, Herman Miller. I've got an Eames dining chair, which they manufactured under licence, and it collapsed under me one day. I took it back to the shop and was told, Herman Miller use a very environmentally responsible glue to fix these chairs. When we repair them, we use a stronger glue. Anyway, Mark McDonald, thanks very much for joining us in the kitchen.
Thank you, Alan.
Coming up on By Design, one we prepared earlier. A visit to Sydney Studio Kitchen, Australia's newest independent filming facility, a high-tech cooking stage designed to assist agencies, independent producers and chefs in cooking for the camera.